harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning our Bible again to the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, and we're looking at how to deal with the hurt of being hurt. I pointed out to you on yesterday, there's two men here who deals with both sides of this matter of being hurt. Jacob clings to his hurt and carries his hurt all the way to his grave. Joseph cast his hurt upon the Lord and finds grace and mercy to get over it and to go on and live a productive, prosperous, peaceful life, even after being hurt very much. And we're going to look at them, the Lord willing, in the Word of God as the broadcast continues throughout this week. But let me read just one verse of Scripture. I'm reading the story here. You know how Joseph's brothers have taken him into their own captivity. They have stripped him of his coat of many colors, and they have sold him down into the land of Egypt. Then they take the coat of many colors, they dip it in the blood of an animal, and they take it back to their father, and they ask him, is this your son's coat? And let me pick up the reading in verse number 33. The Bible said, he's speaking of Jacob, and he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all of his sons and all of his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning. Thus his father wept for him. Now again, I want you to please understand that I am not minimizing the hurt of being hurt. Hurt is real. But God allows some hurt to come into our life to make us better Christians. And being hurt will either make you a better Christian or it will make you a bitter Christian. Even in the Word of God, we learn that our Lord Jesus Christ learned through suffering. He learned obedience. He learned opportunity. He learned opposition. And you and I, too, will learn through our sufferings. I spent most of the time yesterday on the broadcast introducing us, and I really did not get through with all of the introduction that I want to give to you. I said to you that either your hurt will turn into bitterness or blessedness. You will either learn by the grace of God to cast your hurt upon Him, or else you will cling to your hurt and hold it to your own bosom. And again, I repeat, as I said on yesterday, when I preach this in the pulpit, I take a songbook, and to illustrate the clinging, I wrap both arms around the songbook and pull it tightly to my bosom. And I cling to it as though no one is going to take it away from me. And dear friend, sad to say, but that is a picture of what many do to their hurt. They will cling to it the rest of their life and never let the Lord take it away from them. But then I turn around and I cast the songbook to someone standing by. And I say to them, that's what you will do with your hurt. You will either cling to it and carry it to your grave, or you will cast it upon the Lord and find help and relief from Him. So you will either cling to your hurt or you cast your hurt upon the Lord. And again, I do want to emphasize, I'm not minimizing hurt. Hurt is hurt. But I do want you to notice in the scripture that I read here, and it's true in so many cases in our own lives, the thing that we feel so hurt over oftentimes does not turn out to be as we thought it was. The only thought that Jacob could comprehend when he saw that coat was that his son Joseph was killed, and he lived in that grief for many years because of his own supposition. He did not inquire. He did not seek out anything. There was no evidence there of his body, his bones, any remains. It was just his assumption that it was dead. And that is true in so many of our lives. We assume things to be as we think they are. And then when we finally find out the truth, they're not as we thought they were to start with. So, first of all, when you're hurting, oftentimes what you're hurting over is not as it appears to be when you find out the answer and the truth about the matter. But I want to say to you, there are hurts that are real. And I could list a number of them. I just sat here a moment ago before I came on the air and jotted down these. There's the hurt of death. Many of you listen to the broadcast today. Not long ago, you have been to the funeral home. You've been to the gravesite. And you've buried a loved one. And maybe in your heart right now, you're saying, will I ever get over this hurt? And my friend, I am not minimizing that hurt. It's real. And the grief is real. In fact, the grief is natural for a period of time. But there does come a time when you have to cast that upon the Lord and let Him help you to get over that and recognize that your life goes on and you must not miss the other blessings of life looking back on your grief and your hurt. And then there's the hurt that comes by being betrayed by a friend, by a family member, a spouse, a child, or a relative. Then there is the hurt that comes because of divorce. I'm not minimizing any of these hurts. I know many of you who listen to me know what it is to cry yourself to sleep at night and to cry as you drive down the road by yourself in your automobile. I'm not minimizing the hurt that's there. There's the heartbreak of the homebreak. And I know many suffer hurt over the betrayal of their spouse and the wedding vows and all that has happened as far as their marriage is concerned. And then there's the dreadful hurt of child abuse, which so many people suffer with. Many who have grown up their entire early years of life and through their teenage years and even into their 20s and 30s and 40s have lived with a hurt inside of them because of being abused as a child. And then there's the hurt of being hooked on habits that you cannot handle. And they handle you, and you live as a victim and a prisoner of the habits that you're hooked upon. There's the hurt of a wayward child. There's a hurt of an abusive spouse. There's a hurt of an unfaithful spouse. There's a hurt of abusive parents or step-parents that people live with. And on I could go, but I jotted those down. I am aware that we're a hurting society. That's why the burden is so great upon my heart. As I preach to you today, I want to help you. I want you to know I'm not just reading a book and I'm not just saying something to be saying something. I have a burden. I have a compassion to you and I hurt with you because you're hurting. But my bigger hurt is not just that we're hurting, but my biggest hurt is that most of us do not know how to deal with that hurt and we live in hurt. Instead of casting it upon the Lord, we cling to it. Because we don't know how to get rid of it. But I want to say again, the choice is yours. And you'll see as we go through the Word of God, you can either cast it upon Him or you can cling to your hurt. Let me just say this, and oh, don't miss the value of the statement I'm about to make. Hurt keeps a lot of Christians out of church. And hurt will keep sinners out of heaven. There are those who are hurt as Christians that just don't go to church anymore because I got hurt. And they cling to that hurt. You can invite them to church and immediately they're going to tell you, well, I used to go, but I got hurt. I used to be an officer in the church, but I got hurt. And their hurt is keeping them out of church. But then there are sinners who get hurt and they don't go back to church and they don't turn to Christ. And they'll die in their sins and go to hell. And their hurt will keep them out of heaven. Here's another statement I want you to listen to. If you cling to your hurt, you will live in the past. And when you live in the past, you will pass up the present and you will mess up the future. May I repeat that statement? I feel like it's worthy that I say it again. If you cling to your hurt, hurt will cause you to live in the past. And when you live in the past, you will pass up the present and you will mess up your future. As I looked at Jacob here, he has these 11 other sons. He has a daughter. He has the daughter-in-laws. The grandchildren are there now. And he misses the blessing of all of them just by simply clinging to the grief that is there because of Joseph being gone. Notice again in verse number 35, the Bible said, and all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave under my son's mourning. And I wonder if I'm speaking to someone today that you have refused to be comforted because of the hurt that you've experienced in your life. And you're missing the blessings of the present. You're passing up the present and you're messing up your future by living in the hurt of your past. Then here's another statement I want you to listen to. I know it's true. They say time will heal. And it does if you will allow it to and if things are right. But sometimes time festers. I remember when I was a boy back on the farm, we went barefooted a lot, and sometimes we'd step upon a stone and we got what we called a stone bruise on the bottom of our foot. And a stone bruise is simply this: the outside skin was not broken or cut, but it was bruised on the inside, and there was infection got on the inside. It healed over on the outside as far as the color of the skin is concerned and so forth. But there is that infection on the inside. And that infection would get worse and fester up. And Daddy would have to take his knife and lance that stone bruise and let the infection, let the pus out of the inside so it could heal from the inside. And there's a lot of people that's been hurt. And they are healed up on the outside. They put on a good show. Nobody sees their hurt. But down on the inside, it is festering very, very much. And the more it festers, the more it will bother them. Now, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow, we're coming to these two men that I mentioned, the man by the name of Jacob. And we're going to see him as he clings to his hurt. And then after we look at Jacob, we're going to look at Joseph as he cast his hurt. And I want to tell you, the choice is yours. You can cling to it, or you can cast it upon the Lord today. The choice is yours. What will you do with your hurt? God's grace is sufficient for you to cast it upon the Lord by his grace and have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy your Christian life again. God help you today. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.